Hey guys, we're back with ECE by Miss T. This episode, I'm bringing you some tips on cooking with toddlers. Let's get started. Okay guys, we are back. I'm excited to record this episode because actually today in my program, I did some cooking with my toddlers, my 2 and 3 year olds, and we had so much fun. We did pizzas, but instead of using like the normal pizza crust, we did tortillas. So, you know, they're a little lighter, a little crispier, and the kids enjoyed that so much. And so I thought about it while I was cooking with them, and I'm like, I wonder if I have some information that parents and other caregivers would like for different ways that they can incorporate their children into their meals and their cooking. So, that is where this whole idea came from. So I think that I've touched on, you know, having the children in the kitchen, in our healthy eating habits episode. I'm not sure which number episode that was, but that was an episode, one of the first ones I think that I did. Either way, that doesn't matter. we talked a little bit about cooking with the children in order to help them to incorporate new foods into their diet and getting them courageous when it comes to trying new things. One of the best ways that I have experienced personally with the children is to have them use those new foods as ingredients in the meals that I cook for them. Because as we're cooking, I let them taste certain things. So, you know, you can see if you're going to like it once it's cooked and it's on your plate and it looks the same as when you were handling it yourself. So, that has been like a really fun, way to incorporate, more foods, especially vegetables, fruits, all types of things, different textures of foods. It's been really interesting to do it that way for me. So let's get into the basics when it comes to cooking with your toddlers, you know, do's and don'ts. Honestly, I think that it's up to you. I think my main rule is just supervision at all times. Especially when you get into blades, when they're cutting things or chopping things. I have a really great Amazon link to these choppers. They're like these wavy choppers that the kids can use. It's perfect for their hand size, and it's a little harder for them to cut themselves on it. So I think that that would be something that's really, like, if you don't learn anything else from this podcast episode, if you're gonna cook with your children, supervise, because children are very impulsive. They're very inquisitive. So, just in the blink of the blink of an eye, things can go south and you don't really want to have to drop what you're doing and go to an emergency room. So, supervision for sure. I do have questions popping up about, is it safe to work with heat with the toddlers or not? Like when it comes to the stove, microwave, hot things. With the mixing and stirring things. My best bet is, once again, supervision. So if you're going to do anything heat-wise with them, conversation is so important. Discuss fire safety. Discuss, you know, the possibility of being burned. And that does not feel good. That really hurts. And we can really hurt ourselves, you know, if we touch certain hot things. So listening ears must be on in the kitchen at all times. One of the things that I kind of enforce in the kitchen with the children here in my program is when we're done with something, we put our hands behind our back or in our pockets, simply because that keeps my peace of mind, knowing that, okay, well, I'm putting something in the oven. I know that you're not touching the blade of the knife or, you know, anything like that. Now, of course, you can always move things out of the way and out of reach and whatnot, but you know, at home things are a little bit more relaxed, so the kids can be on top of the kitchen counter helping you cook. I don't do that here in my program, but at home I definitely understand that. So, moving certain things out of reach might be a little bit more difficult to do at home if they're able to reach more. So, I kind of have that rule where, you know, we come in the kitchen, listening ears are on, and hands are behind our back when we're not actually like actively doing something with the food. So, that's what I think. But honestly, I really feel like it depends on that specific child because, as we know, every child is different. So you might have a child who definitely understands, like, hey, I'm not touching that. That looks hot. I see the steam coming. I'm not touching it, whatever. Or you have some children that are really hands-on and they have to, you know, see things for themselves. And so, for them, I would possibly say maybe no heat. But it's honestly up to you. As long as you supervise, do what you're comfortable with. But as I always say in practically every episode, children do exactly what we teach them to do. So, if we want to teach them how to work with heat at a young age, it's definitely possible. In some Montessori homes, you have 4-year-olds cooking with heat, making scrambled eggs, and that's by themselves. Of course, an adult is present, but they're able to hold the handle of the pan, you know, use a rubber spatula to flip the eggs over. Like they're able to do that without burning themselves because they've been taught and it's been a practice for them. So it's possible, it's doable, but it definitely takes time. And like I said, lots of conversation around the subject of just safety in the kitchen. And I'm pretty sure that on YouTube you could find some great videos for toddlers for, you know, kitchen safety. I'm sure someone has created that. So that's what I think when it comes to heat or no heat, rules of the kitchen. That's pretty much how I feel about it. Now, other things that we can do as the adults is we can prep. So if we know that we're gonna make, you know, chicken salads or something for dinner or lunch, and we want our toddler to help us in the kitchen, our little sous chefs, we could possibly, you know, do a little bit of the prep work so that when we get them in the kitchen, everything is exactly what where it needs to be, so that, you know, if they need to pour something into something else, say you're making muffins or something like that, I've measured out milk before and put it in a bowl, and I've set out everything like on a cutting board so that all of their ingredients are already there for them, so we don't have to keep stopping to like pour milk into a glass and measure it out, and we don't have to, you know, certain things we just don't have to do. But that just depends on the attention span and focus of your child, and that depends on the time that you're working with for that meal and getting it on the table. So, you know, whatever you can work out, whatever's comfortable for you is always something that I will say because that's important. We don't want, you know, you guys stressed out in the kitchen while the toddler is trying to, you know, help out. So, it's completely up to you. So sometimes I do that, sometimes I don't. Today for the pizzas, I did put the shredded cheese, the marinara sauce, and the pepperonis. I put them in like separate bowls for them just simply because of COVID, I didn't want them all going into the same bowls or all going into the same containers to get things. So just to keep it a little bit more personal and, you know, separate for each child, I did it that way. But sometimes, you know, they can help me pour milk into the measuring cup, because that's one of the great benefits of cooking with children, is that they get to learn math. They get to learn measurements and the volume of things simply by getting ingredients together. So sometimes you can do that prep work. Sometimes you can leave it to do with your child. It completely depends on what you're comfortable with. Speaking of benefits of cooking with children, I do want to shed light on the math aspect, like I just said, and then also on the vocabulary aspect, because these children learn so much as we're talking to them, communicating exactly what we're doing. I have extremely fond memories of being in the kitchen with my father, and he would be cooking dinner, and he would sit me at the kitchen table so that I could watch him, and he would talk to me like he was on a cooking show. So, and it was just the best thing, because it was so fun, and I think that's really what sparked my joy and my love for cooking, because he made it fun, you know? He made it fun. He made it silly, you know? But I also learned a lot about communication and the step-by-step process of things. And the amazing thing about our toddlers is that they're going through a phase, a learning phase, where the process of things is very important. That's why you have so many why questions. One of the shows that we watch sometimes here is Eleanor Wonders Why on PBS Kids. It's a great show because it really speaks to the curiosity of the children once they get to that certain age where they're just wondering, how the heck does this world work? You know, like, what, why do we do this? Why do some animals do this? Or why does it turn nighttime? Like, all types of questions. And so to feed into that normal craving to know how things work, getting them in the kitchen is so important, because you actually get to show them how mealtime works, you know, what it takes to pull a meal together, how long that takes. You know, we talk about raising children who are compassionate and grateful children, who understand and can empathize. I think one of the main things that we have to do if we want to lay that foundation is teach them how to relate. And you do that by teaching them all types of things about how the world works. I've had children ask me, like, what's taking breakfast so long? And it's so silly, because it's like, I have to cook it. It doesn't just magically appear. So to kind of feed into those questions, like, why is this meal taking so long? For one, as an adult, that can sound like, excuse me, but, honestly, it's a great moment to say, oh, well, would you like to come and help me? Maybe we can go a little faster if I have some help, and, you know, to get them involved so we can actually lay that foundation of them understanding all that we adults do to make their world possible. And to meet their needs just as a human being, and to meet our own needs. We cook for ourselves as well, because we have to eat. So that's important too. What else did I want to go over? Oh, so different ways that they can help in the kitchen. We talked about heat or no heat, completely up to you and your comfort level. But outside of the heat, they can peel things. If you go to Kroger, or even, you know, looking online, there's plenty of child size, like potato peelers or vegetable peelers that they can use that kind of aid them in keeping their hands away from the blades a little bit more. I have a few peelers here, and the kids, they love to help me peel carrots, cucumbers, apples. I've gotten into peeling their pears because for some reason they don't like eating their pears with the skin on all of a sudden. So there's different ways that they can help in the kitchen with peeling things because there's so many things when you think about it that need to be peeled. For them specifically, they can help with chopping. I mentioned the chopper blade thingies. I'll tag those so that you can see what I'm talking about. They can break eggs. That's really awesome. They love that. They can pour things. Like I said, if you want to do the prep work as the adult, then you can measure things out and then pour them into bowls, like small bowls for them to pour into the main bowl or into the main dish, whatever, so they can still get some of that transferring work done. And honestly, a lot of the practical life work that I do with the kids in my program is really about cooking when you think about it. When you think about using tongs to get pom-poms from one bowl to the next is an activity. It's very simple, but we need to use tongs to get salad from the salad bowl into our plate, or to get noodles from the bowl to our other bowl, or whatever the case may be. So transferring work is very, very important if you're going to be introducing the children to the kitchen and food prep. And honestly, you don't have to wait until they're a toddler, honestly, to introduce transfer work. That is something that I tend to start with my 19-month-olds, some of my 12-month-olds. Like, I try to get that into them because they're already into transferring, if you think about it. If you ever notice a baby, taking a truck and taking it from a bin and putting it into another larger vehicle or into a bucket, or if you ever, get frustrated because your child is pulling things out of the hamper or out of the drawers and like just onto the floor, that's transfer work. So it's already like innately within them to want to move things from one thing to another. So why not introduce them to that in the kitchen as well? So like I said, if you're gonna measure things out, put it into a little bowl for them so that they could get that transfer work as well. They can get into stirring things, rubber spatulas, wooden spoons, metal spoons, whatever you have to stir. They love stirring. And also blending. Depending on the type of blender you have, they can press down the top so that they can start hearing the blending sound, because that will also get them into helping as well. So those are different ways that they can help in the kitchen. Oh, let's go over recipe ideas. So I saw a really cool thing on Instagram the other day. This mom, she started to do like a recipe book for her toddler, because they cook quite often. I think like 3 times a week they cook something together. And so she started to do like a step-by-step recipe book, but each step has its own picture of her doing that step. So it's really cool because, we're still working on them learning their letters and letter sounds and reading. So the pictures really show exactly what they're supposed to do. And it's a great step-by-step guide on how to accomplish a recipe. So that's a really great idea, to do like a recipe picture book. But some meal ideas that they can start working with that are really simple. You can do sandwiches, which is really just layering things on top of each other. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are awesome for picture recipe books because it's so simple. And then you could also do like tacos. Those are simple to do with children. quesadillas are simple. Pizzas, like we did today. Salads, I mentioned that earlier. And then smoothies. You could do rice bowls or, just whatever that you guys are making at home. I challenge you to find a way to incorporate your toddler in helping with it. And I guarantee that they will try something that they've never tried before while they're cooking it, or maybe even after they cook it, because they've seen the process. They have their hands on it, they felt the texture. Even stopping and like slowing down so that they can smell the different ingredients that you're putting into things. Encouraging them to take a big sniff of whatever it is. Like if you're putting cinnamon into, muffin mix or something like that, have a break and say, "Oh my gosh, this smells so good. Would you like to smell it?" And then that's working on their senses, and that's wonderful skills to have because, there's all types of smells around in the world, and they would love to be able to label those smells. So that would be pretty cool too. So I went over introducing new foods. Also, not to mention, when you have them helping you in the kitchen, it kind of helps with that flow of like, okay, it's mealtime. I just got home from work. I need to make a meal. My kid is bouncing off the walls. What am I gonna do to keep them, occupied, have them help in the kitchen. I promise you that will help simply because they're doing something constructive. They're learning with you, and it's also really great bonding time for you guys. So I think that's everything. Oh no, I wanted to cover one more thing. I talked about my own fond memory of with my father cooking in the kitchen. It would be really cool to get like some kid-size aprons and like a chef hat and just make it fun for them. Like the more fun and silly it is, the better. But also when it'll start to like be a practice for them that they'll remember when I put this apron on, it's time to like cook, and we're gonna, I have my listening ears on, and I'm not going to touch hot surfaces, and I'm gonna put the blade down. Mommy says put the blade down, or I'm going to help wash the dishes when daddy says it's time to rinse them out, or whatever the case may be. It kind of locks them in to this is the time to cook and get our meal prepared and for us to eat. But it's also fun. So yeah, I feel like I covered a lot. I hope that everything that I covered, I hope that some of it, if not all of it, that you guys can use. And I would love to hear some of the things that you guys have been making at home with your toddlers and how that's been going, or things that you plan to make with your toddler at home. You can leave those in the comments. Don't forget to like, comment, or share this episode with anyone that you think it would be useful for with. And then I also encourage you to donate to this podcast so that I can get some more great information and content out for you guys. It does cost to get content out, not through the podcast, but just different content on social media, because I understand that sometimes people don't have time to listen to a podcast. So I would love to condense some of this information and put it into like a cool infographic for you guys, but that does cost money. So if you love this podcast, if you support this podcast, feel free to donate through the Anchor app, or on the Anchor website that is going to be listed below. So I just want to leave you with the following. You guys are doing the best that you can, especially in the middle of a pandemic. Let's not act like that's something that's light, because it's not. It's a lot going on in the world right now, and you have these little ones to take care of and to protect, and to teach and to love on. And that's a really difficult task. And so I commend you all for being here to learn a little bit more about child development and to learn a little bit more about your toddler and ways to enrich their childhood. So thank you for being here. And I hope that in the future they will thank you as well. All right, until next time.